Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Plus, this is pretty apt because the last episode of Invincible just came out today.
I know.
So,
dude,
since you read it for the show, did you start reading it because you read the show?
Yeah. So it got me pretty pumped to read it, and I actually have my iPad right here or my tablet. I am on, because they call them chapters.
Yes.
So I am on chapter this year. And I was reading them by the volume, like every day, like one volume a day. That's what I was doing.
I mean, I know the first like three or four of the five issues. And I want to say around volume four or five is when it starts going like six to seven issues at a time. But I'm
on chapter 57.
Okay. So you're not too far since the last time you updated. I think when you were on the show on Comic Book Legion, you were saying you were on like starting the second on the
Yeah. So I was on 40. So I'm almost 10 issues out from the second compendium. So
57. What happens in 57?
57. 57 is dealing with this wolf guy.
I'll be honest, it's been
years since I read it. No, I'm on 58. Sorry, I am on 58. I'm on 58, and this wolf dude, I still haven't finished the issue, but it's like a whole arc. This wolf dude, like, he apparently witnessed his wife's murder. His daughter witnessed it as well, or like witnessed him like have her in her arms. Like in his arms or whatever.
Yeah.
And like he has like a werewolf mentor that he's like learning from. And then it's really weird. It's like,
it sounds familiar. Like it sounds really familiar.
All these like, and that's one thing I appreciate about Invincible is that it's a whole fucking universe.
Yeah, dude.
Because I realized that
I only read whatever was in the volumes, like connecting to Invincible.
Yeah.
Other than that,
well, if you look at the very end of the compendium, I don't know if they do it in the individual volumes. They have a reading list of everything that would be, I think, considered in the. And I don't know if it's
So I've been getting the
hardcovers,
the ultimate collection.
Nice.
This thing.
There's a little bit of a glare, but yeah, something like that. Now it's not everything that's in the Invincible universe. It's everything that within Image.
Yes.
But when you look at the titles,
oh yeah,
some of those characters make an appearance in Invincible. And I think it was meant to be like an Image Universe book.
I mean, if it's not, they should have. Like,
yeah, like, because one thing that I want to wonder is, like, now that I've read a good chunk of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost, I would say I'm a little over one third. Because
okay, so
there's 142?
144.
Okay, 144. I'm one third. I'm more than one third there. So my question is, where do you think season one is going to end?
Okay. So you are, you're just about a third. This is the fifth Ultimate Collection. It's got issue. It goes up to issue 59.
Okay. So I'm like right there.
Literally right there. There are 12. I know there are 12 hardbacks, 12 Ultimate Collection books. They have some extra stuff too. My guess, do we know how many episodes are going to be in the first season? Have they officially said?
they haven't.
Because my guess is it's probably going to be, you know, half hour long episodes, 20 minute long episodes. Being on Amazon, they could push that 35 minute, 45 minute if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Probably the first five trades. I can see him doing at least the first five trades.
First five trades.
Which takes up to... So... Well, shit. Where's the... I don't want to reach back there and find it.
so let's. I'll look that up real quick. The fifth volume. It's
probably. What would that be? About 26, maybe.
All right. So, Invincible Volume 5. Now, see, is it the Ultimate Collection? No. I think it'll be the regular. The Facts of Life. Yep. So. This is all the way until 24.
Ooh, I was off by two.
So if we go...
Maybe not.
24 seems like a lot.
Well, yeah. I guess it kind of does. I mean, that's technically 2 years worth of comics.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. Stuff.
If that's the case, then we might see. Oh, well, maybe not. Hold on. We might see like the origins. Do you remember how they did the origins of like Monster Girl and.
Yes. Dude, and that was. Oh, I just feel bad for her.
Dude, I'm still like learning about her. So.
Oh, just her origins. Like she basically has the. Spoilers for people. I know you guys just listened to the Invincible, our first four issues, and you haven't been introduced to Monster Girl, but she's got the Benjamin Button syndrome.
Yeah.
And every time she morphs into her superpowers, she gets younger, and it's a problem.
So spoilers again. So 24, because I'm just like moving through the compendium. I'm at issue 22, just moving through the pages. And... His girlfriend finds out that he's invincible.
Yes.
So
that was only 22. Because what that was earlier.
Yeah. It took a while. Like I'm surprised it took that long.
I think I'm confusing it with the Ultimate Spider-Man when Peter told Mary Jane in after the first volume.
Oh, so you know what, dude? If they end at 23, say they end at 23.
Okay.
The cliffhanger would be spoilers again for everybody listening.
This is kind of just, we're going to cover in like 2 years.
Yeah. the cliffhanger would be Alan, the alien, being completely butchered.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That'd be a good one.
That would be.
Well, yeah, because it looks like the next issue isn't really saying much. You get the twins and whoever. I can't remember this guy's name. Brain guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I just realized. Let's see here.
I think that would be a pretty cool cliffhanger.
It's such an amazing series. I love it.
Because like I said, I in the show, I only read the first three volumes
mm-hmm.
by the time we recorded that. So I am well past that.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I told Mark, if you listen to Comic Book Legion, I told him it could easily now be in my top five series of all time. I'm still missing like a good chunk of it.
A big chunk. Kirkman did such an amazing job on it. Like for real. I when I started reading it, the final The War to End All Wars was coming out. Or the end of was it The War to End All Wars? I can't remember what it was called. The final volume. The end all be all, whatever.
Yeah. The one thing that got me like super hyped about that was the anniversary. It was the 25th anniversary of Image, and they sold the introduction to that volume for 25 cents.
They did that. Yeah. I got a couple.
They did it with every issue.
I got a couple of Image books for a quarter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Invisible wasn't one of them. Stupid me. But I mean, that's something, because I can't get the first couple issues, something I'm happy having in trade and in hardback to put on my shelf. But like that, once that last volume was announced and they announced that it was ending, I'm like, you know what? I think it's about time I start reading this just to see what's what. And then I got it from the library and started reading it, and just, man, it took me maybe a month to burn through all of them. Like, it was amazing.
So,
but I also good. I read it at work, while I was working. So if people who bought GM trucks in 2000 and I don't know
17,
probably don't buy those trucks. I wasn't paying too much attention. Not gonna lie. hasn't really changed since. So that's not true. We're actually.
I feel the same way with my job. It's totally fine. No, that's what I've been doing. So if I wake up early enough, I'll start the volume here at home and then I'll finish it at work, or I'll read all 5 to 7 issues of a volume at work. Like, that's just because I do the same thing. I work in the automotive industry. So I basically just look at a freaking computer screen, look at the numbers, see if there's anything wrong with those numbers. And then if there's nothing wrong with those numbers, then I don't have to do anything.
And you're good.
And I'm good. And so I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of reading and I do a lot of listening to podcasts.
Yep.
I think if I don't have anything planned to read for the week, like as far as like reading before work or after work and all that, I can listen to legitimately 48 hours of podcast a week.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
so I
but see, now that
we work 6 days a week, so yeah.
Yeah. Now that I am fully like caught up on all my podcasts, and Brent from Borderless Fans, he brought to my attention that you can speed up the
Have you been doing that?
So if I do need to read, something at work, I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to listen to everything at times 2 speed. So I'll be like, okay, I'm going in for an 8-hour shift, put 8 hours worth of podcast, okay, on my playlist. And then I'm like, oh crap, I still need to read this stuff. And I'll read that stuff at the very end of my shift, because that's when less and less people are at work. So what I'll do is I'll put it at times 2 speed and finish 8 hours in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have 4 hours to kill. I read the stuff that I need to read in like an hour or two, depending on how much I have to do at work. And then I have like the last 3 hours to just kill and not do anything at work. But, nice. but I will say it does depend if there is a, because I, at times 2 speed, I can grasp almost everything.
Yes.
Now there is like the little small talk that I'm like, wait, what was that? And, you know, I'll just have to pick up what they're talking about like later on in the conversation. It's like, oh, okay, that's what they're talking about. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, if there is something serious that I want to listen to, I'll slow it down. You know, here recently, because of how big of a shit show it was, politics was something that I started to get really into, especially really close to the election.
Yeah.
So I was listening to a podcast, and that one I would slow down to like 1.5 speed. It would still be a little sped up, but I was basically skipping the parts where they were taking breaths. And so it just sounded like really clumped up. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. But I have been listening to a whole bunch of podcasts at work ever since I got this job. It's insane. I think if I were to look, I go to my podcast right now. I use Pocket Cast for mine, and I go to my profile. I have 30 podcasts that I listen to on a weekly to biweekly basis. I have listened for a 77-day streak. And it says here, you have, since the 18th of January of 2018, you have listened for 77 days and 18 hours, during which time you've released 1,321 OZ of air biscuits. Gross.
What?
I'm guessing burps, or I don't know what the hell that is. But but it says time saved by skipping 18 hours, 57 minutes, variable speeds, 3 days, 1 hour, removing silence, 5 days and 18 hours, and auto skipping. I don't do auto skips. So I have cut a total of 9 days and 14 hours of silence.
Oh, wow.
Through the, wow. Yeah. When you think
about that.
Holy. Yeah. Yeah. Which is like why for me, I used to be really bad when I first started podcasting with thinking about what I'm saying while I'm talking. And so it's just like, and then, well, hold on. And there's a lot of space. There's a lot of space. Yep. And I've always had to like go back and cut it and cut it and cut it to make it sound like a normal human being talking. And for anybody who wants to start a podcast, you learn, you get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes second nature, to be completely honest. And so for me, it's I can't stand dead space. Like I will admit I attempted to listen to Joe Rogan talk to Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
Somebody was just like, try it. I was like, okay. I was on point like times three speed because that's the highest it can go to on mine. I still couldn't do it. He talks so slow. I'm like, Jesus. I couldn't do it.
I'm not a big Kanye fan, but that's for I've been growing some things he's been doing lately. I've been like, okay, I'll give you another chance, Kanye. But talk about the going back to the two times speed. Last year when we had a strike, I didn't listen to podcasts. I had nothing to listen to. And at that time, I had like 70 podcasts on my playlist. There was a handful that just was not releasing anything. There was a couple who would release every other week, but there was a good majority that was like on a weekly basis. And while we were on strike, I didn't listen to anything because, well, I'm not at work. I'm at home doing things. When we came back, I put my podcast on two times speed and got through majority of that month and a half of podcast, which was, Clay, I don't fucking remember how many episodes because there was actually some because of that I stopped listening to altogether.
Yeah.
And at two times speed, it took me about 2 weeks to get through all the ones I had.
Nice.
When I went back to, and that was 2 weeks at, I think, just 40 hours a week. We may have done 48 one week. I don't remember. Whatever. But going back to regular speed, I'm like, whoa, why are you guys talking so slow? Like, what the hell's going on?
The best thing is, I will be completely honest. Do you know what the best thing about times two speed is on a podcast?
You can skip through the commercials.
No, it gives the intro an entirely new beat.
Oh, ooh, good point.
That's a good point. And somebody like Jim in Weird Science with all of the parodies that he has.
I love those. I really do.
It sounds great. Like, and I love the guy. I really do. But he has a crazy fucking imagination when it comes to those parodies, man.
Yeah, every time they're different. They're different. They're unique. Weird Science was one I found after there was a podcast I listened to. DC Comics, DCR, DC Comics Radio.
Okay, see, no, I listened to. It was called DCR, but I think it was DC Rebirth Was it DC Rebirth? Was it two guys?
And yeah, they started when New 52 started.
Okay.
When Rebirth started, that's kind of where they stopped. They just had their families, too much things. And then, so I was listening to DCR first during New 52. They got through all the way up until Rebirth. That's when I found DC Squadcast comics or DC Comics Squadcast.
You were like talking about my freaking life's journey of podcasting here.
But I
jumped on DCR in the very beginning of Rebirth.
Okay.
And then they just stopped. And I was like,
okay, then yeah, same one then. Yeah. Crap. What were their names? It was a great podcast. I remember that because
there are two great guys.
And so I jumped onto Squadcast, but before I got onto them, I found Weird Science, and I'm like, okay, I'll give these guys a shot because they're covering the books I want to listen to. Except at that point in time, their podcasts were 10 hours long, and I'm like, I can't devote 10 hours on one like I can't do it. Praises to Jim and Eric and Reggie at the time.
Yeah, at the praises time, yeah.
To them. But like I just couldn't do it. Like there's just no way. I think then ironically I wrote to them at one point in time. I think I tweeted at them. I'm like, "Guys, you guys do an amazing job, but I can't dedicate 8 to 10 hours to this." And one of them wrote back, and it probably was Jim. I have no confirmation on this. One of them wrote back saying, "Well, we don't ask you to do it. We expect you to." I'm like, "You motherfucker." Like, no, fuck you. What?
That, you know what? That totally sounds like Jim, to be completely honest.
Well, but see, I started it back again here within the last, I don't know, year.
I found Jim.
I'm all good with them. Like, it's awesome. Those guys are great.
I found Jim, I want to say, like, I found Jim Weird Science Marvel when he launched Weird Science Marvel.
Okay.
That's when I found them. So 2018. Weird 2017.
It sounds like somebody, I know somebody who's been on that. It's weird.
So, oh yeah. That is a new show of mine. That's right. Yeah. But it, that's when they launched that. That's when I found them.
Okay.
And then they kept on talking about how ridiculous their DC used to be. I was like, okay, well let me just listen to it. And it was in a dry spell for them where their DC podcast was less than an hour long.
Oh,
I don't know how, but it was less than an hour long. And then all of a sudden it was like 4 hours long. And I was like, holy crap. Like, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to listen to this? And then I made the comment to them, and I think I made the comment on Twitter, and I guess a couple more people were making those comments, and they said, oh, well, if you're complaining about 4 hours, you couldn't have even made it back in the day. And they were saying how it was 13, 10, 12 hours podcast. And I'm like, how do you even do that?
Well, they were dedicating 1 hour to basically a book, and they go in depth. I mean, even what they have now with the close to 3 hour podcasts,
yeah,
they're still going in depth. But like this was, they're taking an hour of recording, and then you could tell that they stopped, went away for a while, came back. Like it was a multi-day process.
I told Jim now with the DC podcast, there's only a certain amount of books that I want to listen to, mm-hmm. or that I want to know other people's opinions about. And I'll listen to the intro, and then I'll skip right to the books that I want.
I've been doing that a lot lately too. Like I'm in the middle of your latest comic book Legion, and I skipped over the Batman 102 because I haven't read it yet, and that's what I want to read.
Yeah.
And I'm currently in the middle of your last Ronin talk, you and Marks, and I'm like, well, do I want to skip this or do I want to listen to it? Because I don't want the reveal yet of who it is. Because I know you guys said.
We say it at the very end. We said that we weren't going to reveal it until the very end. And but
I don't have the book. I haven't bought the book, but I want to read the book.
See, first. and here's the thing. Here's the thing about it, because even Jim talked about it on his Patreon episode.
Okay.
He did a very small review. like very short review, just basically saying that it was good. This is what happened. This is what happened. And there's a reveal of the turtle at the end. That's basically what he said. I was like, okay, this book, Joe,
yeah,
is $9.
That's why I'm so reluctant.
And I like Mark said,
it,
hey,
it's a series, right? It's
like, it's a series. It's five issues. Okay. It's five issues. But for the first issue to be $9, what are the rest going to be?
Right.
You know, does it drop all the way to $3.99? And if that's the case, like, wow, you guys are assholes for dropping $10 for a first issue. Like, are you kidding me?
If it's going to be five issues, I can see it dropping to $5, $4.99. Like, that wouldn't be a terrible drop.
It wouldn't be a terrible drop. But I just think that, like, because I bought it digitally. Like, most of my books are all digital now. If you go to the last pages of that digital issue, it shows you all 75 covers for the one issue.
I am
75, Joe. 75.
I thought,
and there are people out there who are Turtles fans who is going to attempt to get them all.
Like, I finally come to a point in my collecting life where I'm like, I can't get every variant. There, I went hog wild on Action 1000, Detective 1000, and Detective 1027. Even Batman 100. Like, I went hog on that one too, but I'm like, I can't anymore. Like, I'm thinking over Christmas break, I'm going to go through my pile and get rid of the books that I don't need, probably including a lot of variants.
So what I did is we talked about this when I first jumped on the Chitty Chats. You have those black, BCW, plastic boxes.
Long boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them that are all filled with books that I want graded.
Okay.
My thing is we've all seen your shelf. We've all seen Mark's wall.
Yes.
That he posts on Twitter a whole bunch.
I'm jealous of that one. I'm not gonna lie.
So what I want to do, and I've thought about it intricately, is I want to put these two slacks that are about the size of a grading to where you can slide the graded book mm-hmm. all the way to the end and then put them all in there.
So I got something similar, as you can kind of see.
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
There's the brackets. Now, I just did the bottom row.
But see, then, because they are graded, I want to have that extra security. I want the extra security of the top row. And there's this company. If you go on Instagram, really cool guys. They literally travel the United States to drop off shipments, and they are called. What are they called? What are they called? Because I almost bought some stuff from them. Gosh, did they change their name?
Not gonna lie, Instagram and some of the Facebook.
Okay, so if you go to Instagram and type in Nerdstalgia, they're based in Tennessee, so you're actually pretty close to them.
Yeah, closer than you at the moment.
Closer to me. Closer than me. They make drawers and shelving and.
Oh, like, why'd you tell me this?
Oh, yeah, they make like custom made stuff. And a lot of them has to do with CGC, so with the grading. But you can do all sorts of stuff, not just CGC. You see it? You see it? Yeah.
So I was thinking originally, before I bought these, the BCW, I was thinking of trying to build a shelf like this.
Yes.
Where you can have
have one showing and then the rest go inside. So what I want to do is I want to have all of my CGC stuff in there, but I want a selected few to put on my wall.
Yeah.
So that way, if I'm in a mood for like Superman for 1 month or for a year, put all the Superman ones up there, put the rest in the drawers. And then, I want to trade them out a little bit. Switch them all up, put them all out there. If that's I want to, if I want to be like, oh, I want to get only my highest grading stuff on the wall, put all my highest graded stuff on the wall. You know, that's what I eventually want to do.
Yeah, I should have done that with mine because I want to be able to switch them out. Like right now, I've got the connecting deceased variants from Midtown. I've got the Secret Empire variants from Unknown Comics, and I've got the picture variants from Heroes in Crisis up on my wall. And I have them. Currently it's tape on the back. Then that's then taped to my wall. But I want to get to where I have similar to what you want is both shelves to just slide in and out because there's so many comics that I have of amazing pictures that I'm like, I want to put these up here. I want to show them off.
You know? Oh yeah. No, like I think the very first ones I will have up there when I do is I have legitimately, I don't know if it'll actually show on our computer screen, but I'll put my phone up there. Let's see here. Comics to be graded is what the thing is called.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually turn down the brightness to help you out a little bit.
All right. And so, I see. There we go.
I know. Settings.
Yeah, settings.
So.
Ooh, Power Rangers.
Yes. So majority of them are Power Rangers.
Dark Knight. Nice.
Dark Knights. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. All those Power Rangers.
Speaking of Power Rangers, I just picked up. See the Justice League there.
Rangers. And so I think my first wall will be all Power Rangers stuff. Nice. Because I have so many.
I just picked up the three single trades. Tommy Dragon one. I can't remember what it's called. Son of the Dragon or
Soul of the Dragon.
There we go. That's it. Soul of the Dragon. The Sins of the Future and the space one. I can't remember what the space one was called.
The one that just came out.
Was that Time Force,
wasn't it? Oh yeah. You're right. No, Beyond the Grid. That one?
No. Hold on. Just a second. You can talk and do other things.
Yeah, I...
All these loud noises.
I know that recently, because we also talked about that, because I know that we have a Power Rangers podcast.
We do.
Yeah, Sins of the Future
is the one that just came out.
Yeah. The Psychopath. That's the one.
Pretty good. Especially
I still haven't read it.
There's a backup story at the very end that leads into issue like 17 or 27 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. If you recall, the Green Psycho Ranger showed up.
Issue 20. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Soul of the Dragon. I just picked up those up this weekend because I'm like, why not? Also, it kind of helped that my third wave of the board game came in and I'm like, ooh, this is a very Power Rangers weekend for me.
Very nice. Yeah, they actually had a live stream. I didn't watch the live stream.
Yeah. But,
it's like an hour long, basically a tutorial how to play the deck building game that's coming out soon.
I want to get it. I think I'm on the pre-order list.
I am on the pre-order list. I signed up. It's November 11th, so in 2 days they'll send us the link or whatever.
Dude, I love deck building games, man.
Dude,
like they're so great.
It is. Like they are. I didn't appreciate a whole bunch of deck building games until I started working at a comic book shop because for me it was just like, oh, Pokemon, you know, and I understood, you know, how to play Pokemon. But there is so many deck building games.
Okay, so
Pokemon, many.
Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, like those are the classic deck builders.
We'll
call them that. But like the current ones with the DC deck building, like
I always wanted to get into it. Dude,
it's so fun. If ever we can ever meet in person, I've got all of them. We will play at some point in time.
Yes.
There's also a couple Rick and Morty deck builders. Same concept. Cartoon Network.
Like there's been like
dog barking.
There was another. There was like a, I bought like a starter pack for it, and it was this deck building game that like had to deal with dice also. And it was
not Dice Masters, not
is it Dice Masters? It had like a Marvel variant and a DC variant, and
maybe it was Dice Masters.
Let me see. Dice Masters DC. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, because like
I played a little bit of that.
I don't know, dude. Like every single time there is a like themed game that like is clearly for me, I'm just like, damn it. Like,
yeah, dude,
I want to learn how to play it.
Well, and so big thing for me, the DC deck building, it came out. I'm like, okay, this is, I had heard about it, but I had a friend who sat me down and taught me how to play. And it would be, this is back when I was on the second shift at the time. We'd go to the comic shop that he worked at, which is just a small little hole in the wall in Bluffton, Indiana. It was the typical, okay. So you know how the stereotype is comic book people are in their mom's basement?
Yeah.
This is that feel. This was that feel. It's nice place.
Yeah.
Kinda. It's shut down now. It's fine. But like I would go there like once to twice a week and we'd play. There was one time in particular where I was kicking his ass so hard. Like it didn't matter what I played. I was always grabbing from the deck or from the main play. And I was getting like every single card. He could not get points to buy anything. And I was demolishing him to the point where he forfeit. He didn't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this is okay, fine, whatever. I think later, like the next week, it was happening for him. And it sucked, but I still finished the damn game because I'm not a fucking pussy. But you know, he's never going to listen. It's fine. But no, it was just, that was the annoying part. And that just kind of bugged me. But the game itself is still great. Ron and I used to play all the time, but we don't
see. And that's why, like, well, I mean, in times have clearly changed with social interactions and everything.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, we still get together, but
yeah. But like for me, that's the one thing I miss, dude. I with the job that I have, like my social life has completely dwindled.
Yeah.
Because I go to work from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and I usually wake up anywhere from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I can either have 3 hours to do something or 5 hours to do something.
Yeah.
And in the morning, it doesn't feel like it's a whole lot of time.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I've been there.
Especially when majority of your people, your friends, have a 9 to 5.
Yep.
So when I'm leaving, they're almost out of work.
Yeah.
When I'm leaving to go to work. And so it's just like, it sucks, dude. It totally sucks. That's why I'm trying to find a new job. I don't know anything about this company other than my co-host says that they're a good company. So I was like, well, all right, I will apply to it. Red Ventures.
Sounds familiar.
Well, we don't have one down here. They said there's one in Austin, but I've never heard of it. Okay. But it's in South Carolina, North Carolina. And he said that it's like a marketing Google-esque type of business.
Okay.
I was like, okay. And I'm just waiting, dude. I got an email back from them, and they're like, you do realize that we are in a different state, right? I was like, yes. They're like, you do realize that we don't pay for transfers, like for me to go there's a professional term, relocation.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Basically. And I told them, I was like, oh, we're already looking to move within the area. We're looking at this area, but if you would like us to move closer, it's something that we are already looking into. Mm-hmm. And that was a week ago.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of
killing you, isn't it?
Dude, it is.
I'm sorry.
And then I also applied to USPS in North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
And I learned from my stepdad, who has a government job. He's like, USPS is a government job. government jobs can take as much as 4 months to process.
Oh.
And I'm like,
oh.
Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, and I understand that, like, UPS or USPS had a very stressful 3 months.
What?
I mean,
it's not like anything was going on or anything.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. They just, you know, saved America, you know?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. I've been seeing a lot of, not conspiracy theories, but a lot of other people saying, oh, yeah, no, this is what's going on. Don't worry about what actually happened. This is what's going on. Like, you guys actually believe that? Like, sure, this might be a possibility, but.
Yeah, no, I think it was here. I just saw the other day, or I think it was just this morning, that, like, some lawyers have said, researchers and lawyers have said that they would need, like, a giant sweep of successful cases in order to flip anything.
Right there.
And
because there is actually the secret evidence that they have, there's no proof of anything. And I'm purposely talking around because we both know what we're talking about. People know what we're talking about. This is coming out. This will be coming out Tuesday the 10th because we're in between arcs. Like, people know exactly what we're talking about. I'm not saying it, but yeah. People know.
Yeah.
So
it kind of
sucks because my girlfriend and I'm going to whisper and get close to the mic here so that the other one doesn't hear, but we're both happy with the results. Her mom, who lives with us, she's not so happy with the results.
So I was very surprised for some of my family members to be like, oh my gosh, you're not evil. And then, like, the ones that were blatantly obvious, I was like, yeah, I wasn't surprised that you would be upset about this.
Right.
But, like, one thing that because my mom voted for the very first time ever. This election.
That's awesome.
And, like, when she showed me something this morning, I was still having doubts of who she voted for.
Oh.
And she said, Clay, look at this. And in our city of San Antonio, there are signs of basically the sign said BLM. It said BLM. We are tired of your blah, 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 blah. And basically it was a giant threat of, and these are flyers stapled across our town. And at the bottom of that piece of paper is a swastika, like a legit swastika. And my mom, for somebody who, like I said, I had my doubts for who she was voting for, because before she went out to vote, she had this giant claim that every single person that has ever lived in the White House is a criminal.
She's not wrong. I will say that.
It's something that we know that we don't talk about, you know? And of course there has been exceptions to the rule. Yes.
Yep. Correct. One of the things I saw actually from a writer that I follow on Facebook and on Twitter and I think Instagram as well. He posted that, you know, to think that we didn't have 40 other presidents who also was racist is dumb. We're not yelling at the current one because he's racist. We're yelling at him because he's a fascist. But that's so, like, he made the point, like, oh, that's actually a good point. We had a lot of racists, especially early on. Like,
yeah,
come on, like, this. What do you think America was founded on? I hate to say it, but yeah,
it's absolutely insane. But when my mom pointed that out and, like, had genuine disgust and almost tears in her eyes, I was like, holy crap. Like, thank God. And it sucks to even have to think that.
Right?
You know?
The biggest thing is that, and we've talked about it, there, and then people are kind of finally starting to realize racism and Nazism and all this stuff, it's never gone away. It was hiding. These last 4 years, they were just able to come out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they were able to show their face and not be ashamed.
It was tolerable by the, like, literally the leader of the free world.
Yep.
And it gave you an excuse.
Yep.
And now, because, and my mom brought up a very good point that a lot of people on TikTok have been bringing up. And I'm like, wow, she's with the times and this is great. This is amazing. That, like, nobody on the other side. Well, I mean, when I say other side, I mean the people who voted for the current elect.
Correct.
They parting out in the streets, doing all this other stuff. And there's arguments of, oh, well, you don't see us rioting right now, you know, for the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, do you know why? Because nothing as of right now or in the future with this current elect has anything to do with, like, endangering your rights.
Yep.
You are going to be living the exact same life other than the fact that you can't be a dipshit anymore. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Your actions will, I'm not going to say finally have consequences, but you won't be able to just get away and skate by like
exactly.
You were before.
Exactly. Yeah. And so when my mom brought that up, I was like, okay, like, I'm glad. Like, and it's so stupid. And I will say, for anybody who's listening to this, these conversations in your household need to happen. I know it's like ripping a freaking Band-Aid, but they need to happen because that's the only way things are going to change. That's the only way people are going to learn what is right and what is wrong. One thing that my wife is very proud of and I'm very proud of, she was raised a different way of thinking. Now, she was not racist. But her thoughts and the way she said things were toting a very fine line.
Gotcha.
And it was because of the way she was raised. And so when I picked up on it, when we first started dating, I was like, hold the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what you were saying, and this is what it's implementing. This is what it means. And she had no clue.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't. Your parents or grandparents who are just saying those things.
Because that's what they grew up with. That's what they used to.
Some of them may straight up know. Some of them may not. Have these conversations. It's going to help. I promise. Whether it be to, unfortunately, cut off some of the relationships, you know, or to mend relationships.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing for, you know, for us Americans to move forward from a very big shit show of a 4 years.
Yeah. I hope and pray that things will finally get, because with every lawyers and all of these things that are still going on, everything will get sorted out. Mm-hmm. And they will actually see that what they're trying to do is not going to help and not going to do any good for them. And that they will actually have to concede and accept what the reality is. Now, there is still a chance, a tiny chance, but there's still a chance that things could change. Things could flip to
them.
I don't see it. Like, there's every thing saying, oh, there's mail fraud, there's fraudulent ballots, there's this and that. No. This was put in place by those states' Supreme Courts two months ago, purposely for this reason.
Yeah.
So, like, you have no claim. You got nothing to stand on.
And I'm just realizing that this conversation got real deep real quick.
So I'm gonna end with a conspiracy theory I just heard today, which is probably gonna happen. I know we had a conspiracy theory on the last two chats.
Yeah.
He will die of COVID after he loses the election. But this conspiracy theory I heard today was he will resign within the next couple months which will make Pence. Sorry. Yeah, screw it. You know who I'm talking about. He'll exactly. make the next guy president, and then he will pardon him. And if he pardons him, he's free and clear. Like, fuck that.
Well, no, one thing that I wanted to ask, but didn't have the balls to like look that stupid on the internet, was
fuck.
He has 11 weeks
left. Quick math, yeah, sure, sounds right.
Eight to 11 weeks. Let's just call it that. 8 to 11 weeks still in the White House. What damage can be done in 11 weeks?
A lot.
And like, I saw people saying, okay, he's going to pardon a ton of people, not just himself. He's going to pardon a ton of people and then pardon himself. So that way,
well, I don't think he can pardon. Yeah, he has to get the next guy to pardon them. Yeah. But then I like, can see that happening.
And then like, there's conspiracy theories that I've heard to where like, oh, you know, there's no way that America's going to let that man live with the big mouth that he has.
Doesn't matter.
I know. But like, you know, you go in deep conspiracy of like, you're going to see him like choking on soup for some reason, you know?
It'd be choking on a Big Mac, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So why don't we, because we got in a very serious talk, I want to bring up a fun fact. Real quick, and then we can end with this fun fact because we're already at longer than I expected us to talk. But you know, it's all good. Were you aware that there was a president for a day?
For one day?
For one day. So back in 1849? I believe that's what it is. Hold on. Yes. Yes. 1849, this guy, David Rice Acheson, at the time, he was the, let's see, he served as president pro tempore in the United States Senate for 6 years, and which is basically the, I think it's what Nancy Pelosi's position is currently. I can't exactly remember. But he was president for a day because I think it was William Taft? Shit, I really should have done a little bit more research on this. Anyway, he was president for a day because the January 20th fell on a Sunday at that time during that year. And the current sitting president, or no, the guy who was coming in was like, well, it's a Sunday. I'm not doing it on a Sunday. We'll do it on Monday. But the other guy had already left. So it's like, what do we do?
So wait. Is he technically like...
He wasn't sworn in. So he technically was not the president. But for 24 hours...
He had the powers of...
He had the power. I learned that.
That sucks. Like,
I learned that like, on a... it's a Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities. It's this quick like 15-minute podcast. And he'll tell like two quick 5 to 7 minute stories. Fun podcast. Really like it. But yeah, I learned that on there. I'm like, what the hell? Really? God, that would suck because you probably didn't even realize it.
I hope they have like his portrait up with the rest of the presidents.
He is. No, it's not with most of the presidents. But if you actually look up president for a day, he does come up. David Rice.
Man. Atherton.
So, yeah.
That's a little disheartening that he's not recognized like fully. Like he has like a website and everything. I just looked it up. It shows it. It tells you about it. But like, that's insane.
Yeah. President for a day. So like I said, we'll end with that. Clay, thanks for coming on, man. I mean, I know you were bored and I literally had discussion on
everything. I'm like, what am I going to do with the rest of the day? Dude, as soon as you said we were going to record, like I have my PlayStation, like literally right here next to me. I use my monitors as my, my TV for my PlayStation. So that way I don't have to move anything. And so I literally just like changed the input, turned off my PlayStation, turned everything else on. I was like, let's go.
I love it. Would you like to tell her? I know I'm
all right, sure
people are sick of hearing your voice right now, but let's get all of them down.
Let's see here. Ready? You can find me at Fanboy Comics Podcast. You can find me at the Comic Book Legion Podcast. You can find me at the Batman News Weekly Podcast. You can find me on Weird Science Marvel Podcast. And of course, our newest podcast that Joe is actually going to be a host next month.
Yep.
We need to get together to see when we will review those episodes. But the Ranger Alliance podcast that is a part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. Yep. Yeah. All also, five of my podcasts.
Yeah, it's Ranger Alliance. I know there were times in
the very first episode it said the Sentai Ranger Alliance. Yeah. That was the first episode. That's what the first title was. But because of the way they do their logos for each show, it was too long. So I was like, okay. And so we'll go ahead and change it to Ranger Alliance.
I tried to cut out the Sentai as much as possible. I think in like the third and fourth episode, I was able to.
Yeah, you were able to do it really well.
Not in the last one, in today's
because episode. I was listening to it and I was like, that was my voice. When did I go back to tell him that it was the Ranger, the beauty of editing, the beauty of podcast magic, man. I love it.
I know in like that first episode, I kept it in because Ron made a fun hentai ranger joke. And I'm like,
if you listen to the episode, which it sounds like you did, Jim makes fun of me for it.
Does he really?
Yeah. Cause there was an episode where, something with I can't remember what it was, tentacles or something, and he said something about hentai and we both were laughing. He's like, oh, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. And he was referencing you guys.
What? He actually listens? Jim, I almost feel bad for making fun of you earlier. I'm not gonna lie. Jim, you're still awesome though.
Jim is a hardworking guy, and I love
him. Dude, he really is. Like, I know you've got five podcasts now that you are on.
I have five individual podcasts.
Yeah.
Jim has eight podcasts on the same feed.
Yeah.
So there's the difference. So
I mean, I've got three on mine. So
he still works even more than I do. So
I know he mentions all the time that he's got his family, he's got the ADHD, and if he's not with his family, he's just gonna go crazy.
Oh yeah, no, like I'm starting to really realize I felt that like for the longest time I had ADHD, and I probably still I've never been tested. Because here's the thing, if there's a conversation that goes longer for about an hour for me, like I start to, because I have a monitor right here next to me. And I have Twitter open. I don't know if you've noticed, but like while we've been talking, I've been going over here and looking at Twitter and doing all these other things. Like I can't stop fidgeting. No, I can't stop not looking at other things. I think
that's normal nowadays. So when we record for the main feed, I don't do that as much because we're looking at the books.
Yeah.
As we're talking. Also, they're only like 15 minute long episodes. And we're also bullshitting the entire time. So, you know, it was good.
I mean, for real, though.
I get to say this here. For everybody listening, the next five episodes, we're covering the Six Gun comics.
Okay.
I've got two friends on, Dakota and Dalton. They are old. Dalton was on the first set. And then Dakota has been on randomly. They came back for this one. So we're having four people in one place. I'm like, oh, well, I'll bust out my old mic and use that one and we'll be great. It wasn't great. The audio on my end fucking sucked and I hate it. Trying to figure out how to raise up mine while keeping theirs normal was such a pain in the fucking ass. I think that's why I was like last week, I just didn't want to edit. I'm like, I don't care. I got to do this.
That is why, honestly.
I want to apologize for everybody when they listen. Like my quality, my sound quality is going to suck when theirs is fine. You guys will be fine.
Podcasting is always a work in progress, people.
Every time. Clay, thank you again. Like I said, we were both literally at the point of we were both bored. I asked you if you wanted to come on. You're like, sure, why not? This was fun.
Yeah.
We definitely got serious there for a little bit, but that's the beauty of these chitty chats. You can get serious.
Yeah, for real.
That's the whole point of it. So, all right, that's the episode.
All right, see you guys later.